Big John's Crack, the weekly podcast show where you get to hear my crack, but fortunately, you don't get to see it. Or maybe that's unfortunate. Anyway, that's enough talking. Let's get straight to the crack. Right, folks, welcome back to Big John's Crack. Back by popular demand. Folk just wanted us back, wanted me back. Probably wanted Lottie back. It's been a while, it's been a year and a half nearly since the lad podcast, and I am extremely, extremely regrettably sorry about that, but I thought folk didn't really like that much, but turns out they do. Folk are loving it. Loving it.
Maybe not after this.
No, well, maybe they'll be wanting us to stop it after this here, but no, we've got a lovely, great episode for you today.
Well, we're not continuing if you put that accent on.
I can't help it. It's just a thing you do whenever there's a microphone in front of your face. But what have we been up to? What have we been at, Lottie? What have you been at? Nothing exciting?
No. Nothing working.
Exciting. Working. Talking of work, I've got a new job.
Yeah?
Yeah. No longer on the tills. Kind of am, but I took a new job. For a charity, we'll not get into it.
But then you love it.
I love it, enjoy it very much, yeah. It's pretty good. It's nice and handy at home. It's a very rewarding job. So that's a new thing for me. Completely different. And I'm equally, if not more of a big idiot than I was before. Mm. So sure, that's great.
And you've went back to the gym after paying your membership for 3 years and
does
not going.
Does anybody else do that? Is anybody? I've been a member of the Joy and Lot Leisure Centre. Back out to the JDLC. A great gym it adds to. Health suite and all the sauna. It's lovely. Nice and warm. Toasty.
Yeah, you were in last Tuesday.
Thursday. Yeah.
How much time did you spend in the gym?
It was a good ratio.
It wasn't. Because I was at Circus and I went in to check if you were in the gym and you were nowhere to be seen.
Look, I work with some folk does the, what is it, they call it, the 70-30 diet. I do the 50-50 at the gym.
No, it's not 50-50. It's probably 80-20.
50 minutes workout or 50%. So probably it was half an hour workout, 40 minutes in the sauna. You know, by the time I wash my big body.
I don't like going to the sauna after the gym.
Why not?
I'm too warm.
It was a big pulled in ice bucket thing.
I bet it's too cold.
You can get the babs cooked in. Get the wee babs cooked in. Chilled in a bit. Me babsies, but so the gym's hard to beat. It's very busy though, very very busy.
It's not that busy.
Yes, you know you get in and like I'm a big chap. Like.
Well, to be honest, folk are probably thinking, look at him, man. He's new member and he's in taking over the place.
And I'm like, no, I've been a member for 3 years. All right, past half, only been three times, but shut your mouth. But you know you get in there and then there's
some of us have been there religiously for years.
These folk getting all these big fancy weights and all. And they're pure machines. And then there's me. Me pumping it 20 kilos in the chest press. Thinking I'm Arnie. I haven't been fighting me for a week.
You could be on the chest press with all your heavy weights, but I'll tell you, what's the hardest machine in the gym? You haven't been on it yet.
And the Stairmaster.
I know that's what you're going to say. And you're going to laugh, but it is.
Sure. I do that every day. I got up and down the stairs 10 times to go to the toilet.
It's different.
Up and down. Engage the calf. I have great calves on me, but we'll not get into that now. So we're back at the gym. Lottie probably has never been away from the gym, but the Big John's back. Big John's crack's got to get bigger, hopefully. The crack's got to stay the same size, probably, but my cheeks would need to get a bit bigger, because I ain't got any. So back at the gym, loving life, try to shed a few pounds. Sure, that's what everybody does.
Well, I've been at the gym for years and I haven't shed any yet.
I was at Circuit 7 weeks in a row. That's impressive.
I know. For
only once a week, right enough, but... Sure, it's pretty impressive. So we're back at the gym, got a new job.
Oh, you get a new car.
Oh, get a new car. Get a new car. Hey, folks, I'm telling you, see if you're driving a bit in these big fancy motors, you're wasting your time. Because there's only one motor out there. 2007 Renault Clio. 3-door, 1.2 barrel.
It just shows you, but... The size of folk has clearly increased over time.
Aye, the size of the cars now.
Because, like, it's tight enough for me and you in the front of the Clio.
Well, I wonder what you'd be cutting us out at. if that never happens, you know.
Well, it will not be.
Because I hate to kind of roll with it as it is. And plenty of boot space, put the two back seats down. There's room for my golf clubs, my trolley, snicker queue, all the rest of my wee phases, sports. My
your phases, notions.
My fishing rod, my tent. We'll not get in at the tent. We'll get
well,
into that
when we're talking about your notions.
What?
So we're in a real manic stage probably at the minute of your notions. So we've got the darts.
I was always,
back on.
Always good at darts.
Aye, but not...
Always good.
You like, just blow your own drum picture.
I was pretty good at darts.
We've
not
got
the best.
Darts.
But, mm-hmm.
We've now got a newcomer, the snooker, at Rafters.
No, but that was years ago I played
like,
snooker.
Who goes to Rafters at your age?
Right, we're not allowed to plug any businesses here. This week's episode is sponsored by Rafters.
So we've got darts, yeah. Snooker. We're now actually back at the football again.
Fitness. You know what? You know what that tells you? You need a hobby.
I haven't got time for a hobby.
You need a hobby.
Living with you is draining enough.
Living with me is a dream. Living with me is ideal.
When so I listen
where would you
to
get the crack?
All your hobbies and all your notions on a day-to-day basis, I have any time to think about any other hobbies.
Is that draining?
Yeah.
Did I drain you?
Yeah.
I drain you mentally.
Yeah.
Whenever you get up in the morning, you see my wee fist lying there in the bed because I get up 10 minutes after you.
It's more than 10 minutes after.
Sometimes 15 minutes. But I have too many. You need some. I need less.
No, I don't need any. I have hobbies.
What? Going to the gym?
You're making out this podcast that I go to the gym all the time and I don't.
2 days a
Folk
week.
Are going to see me.
There's 7 days in the week, darling.
I think, oh, she's so fit and I'm not.
Look, the outreach of this podcast is going to go. It's not going to be that big. Charlotte's going... You know, when she sees me in the street, when that doll in Belfast sees me and knows me, recognises my voice, she recognises my body because I go to the gym twice a week. Because I go to the gym twice a week, so I am an absolute machine. I'll be in Gladiators next. Oh, what would your name be in Gladiators?
Tonka.
Gladiators, ready! Tonka, ready! I don't know what mine would be. Nears, ready!
What else happened there?
So, also, you've maybe seen on Instagram because, you know, for folk that maybe follow Charlotte or me on Instagram, probably more Charlotte because I don't really do the Insta, but I converted my old work van into a camper van and it was the best thing I've ever done, right? It's the best thing I've ever done. Spent a month, 6 weeks renovating the van. Doing it all up, solar panels on the roof, the whole heap, solar panels, we've got rock and roll bed, we've got a sink, we've got a fridge. What else is there?
Wee cooker.
There's a wee cooker and all in it, unreal. Right, spent all this money and time on it. Me and Charlotte decided, oh sure we'll go away in autumn, end autumn, whenever it's Baltic. First night away, innit?
Where was the first night? Donegal.
The Downings, Donegal.
Lovely.
Lovely spot, lovely part of the lovely part of Ireland. So we decided to go away at an October time, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
October time. Took the two dogs with us. Of course, I must have thought I was in a hotel room. I went to bed with just a pair of boxers on in the back of the van. The dogs then
were
foundered. Big John was foundered. Talking to the dogs, there's Hugo. Hello, son. You might be in the podcast.
You'll hear him clap, clap.
Well, we were talking about you. So the dogs were found. Big John's lying in a pair of boxers. Pretty sure if I didn't carpet the walls, there would be ice. There would be ice on the walls. It was that flipping cold.
I was dead on because I had my fleece pajamas.
You were well wrapped up. Anyway, no, we had a great weekend and a great job. So then we decided 3 weeks or 4 weeks later we'll go again.
No,
we'll
we were going.
Oh, with our friends. We went with our good friends, Will and Shermaine. Big plug to Will and Shaza. We went to see Derek Ryan, hold on to your hat. We went to see Big Derek and later Kenny, so we stayed in a GAA park and a top class at one it was.
Mm-hmm.
Nice shower facilities and all. It was about 10 degrees, perfect temperature, the two of us were roasting. Got up the next day, made our breakfast,
Wholesome.
Oh, just great.
Wholesome weekend.
I was just, you know, it's just great. It just brings you back to basics.
Yeah.
And you didn't need these fancy hotels, folks. You didn't need. You didn't need all these fancy hotels. All you need is a 2013 Transit with a bed in the backer. So we had a great time. We're just saying the next morning how enjoyable it was. And then we thought to ourselves,
planning we were going to go to France.
I had the boat booked. You know, the boat was booked. The route was planned. We were going to sail. We were going to go to Tunisia at the time. Going to go to Africa.
That you were. I wasn't.
We were going to drive down to the bottom of Spain and get a wee ferry across. But anyway, that was all right. Decided, well, on the way home, we'll go to Buncrana for breakfast. Mm-hmm. So we got a nice wee coffee.
Tanks and Skennies, we were going to.
But it was too busy. Mm-hmm. So we didn't go there.
Well, thank God we didn't.
We went somewhere else for a coffee. And then, of course, between Buncrana and Muff. Muff. Buncrana and Muff. Between Buncrana and Muff, what happened? Van broke down. All of a sudden.
On the most rickety road.
All of a sudden, like out there. Van broke down, bang, on what I can describe as a glorified country lane with grass growing up in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Again, Donegal, beautiful part, but the roads are for. Oh.
And not serious. A house in sight. It was like being stuck in the middle of a moss.
To be honest, I started to panic then. Well, actually, the first thing I did is what every man does, you get out, you open the bonnet, you look below it to see if there's anything toward below the bonnet. So, of course, I got out, looked below the bonnet, seen nothing. Come up, brake system failure on the computer. Nothing. I'm below the bonnet, obviously. If it's today with the brakes, folks, you'll know it's not below the bonnet. And there she'll go again, saying hello. And then, to my frustration, I licked the side of the van with my fist out of bad temper.
I just laughed in the front seat because, really, what else?
So, really, the moral...
And we'd had a pretty bad week prior to that.
We had a bad week.
We'd went away, off the radar, and literally we were off the radar.
Off the radar, van breaks down, Big John gets stuck, licks the side of the van, dance the side of the van. So, if there's anybody listening that's good at taking dance at the side of the van, please give me a shout. I'll give you a wee plug. You could sponsor the next week's podcast. the Dent Man. So the van has broke down currently. This is why I bought the 07
Clio. You haven't even explained how we get home.
I know, I'm coming to that.
Because that was a siege.
I'm coming to a good friend of mine, Ivor. I think he was actually on a podcast, Ivor.
Yeah.
Good friend of mine. Do anything for you, good fella.
Yeah, solid earth.
He came the whole way for the tin. And a Defender and a metal tow pole, right? So we had to go from Buncrana to Ballymoney.
Not the centre of Buncrana, no, in the middle of nowhere outside middle Buncrana. Of
so Ivor loves a challenge. He says, right, I'm towing you home. And I says, no, you're not. I want to get a lorry to take the van home, but no.
He was determined.
He was determined. So we set off from sunny Buncrana on an October afternoon. It was 2 o'clock.
I'd be right and easy going.
Mm-hmm.
And laid back.
Yeah, that you would.
But when you're within probably 3 foot of the back of a brand new Defender.
you not worried about the van?
Not one bit worried about the van. I thought if we land on the back of this Defender... This day is going to get hell a lot worse.
Oh, no.
It was extreme stress.
Well, I have never felt stress like that in my life. I know, and I told you still have to steer. Now, bearing in mind, I had no power steering.
No brakes.
I had no nothing. And I had lights at that point.
Yeah.
And I had the radio at that point. Mm. And I had the heater at that point. Shouldn't have had the heater on. But anyway, hindsight's a wonderful thing. So that was all right. We made it the whole way through Muff. To be honest, the journey is a complete blur. I can't mind much about it now. But as we entered the beautiful walls of Derry, Londonderry, Ulstroke City, we were pulling out onto the main road before the new bridge.
What is it called, Stroke City?
Are you asking me that?
Yeah.
Are you even serious? Why is it called Stroke City?
Is it because it's Derry, London then?
It is Derry, Stroke, London, Derry.
So it's called Stroke City?
Okay, why it's called Stroke City.
Well, that's a bit silly.
Maybe some folk stroke folk there too, I don't know, it could be. But
I don't think that's the reason.
That is the reason, I'm telling you. Big John knows everything. So we made it to Derry, Stroke, London, Derry, and we've just explained the reasonings for Stroke City. And as we come out onto the main road, the tow pole bent like a banana. Worse than a banana, bent in two. There, at this point, there was about...
This point was probably 2 o'clock.
Later, 2 or half 2. There was about 30 cars behind us. Ivor was very calm and collected. I was starting to get a bit irate and annoyed. Now, a transit, I think, is around 2.5 ton.
Mm-hmm.
And we were blocking the main road. A wee slip road. A main road onto the main road.
Mm-hmm.
Which led to a main road. Main road. And... not one skitter got out of their car to help me and Ivor push the van back a bit
into
out of the way.
Avenue.
So I had an extension lead and I wrapped around the tow bar, wrapped it around his, and I pulled it in.
Yes, an extension lead.
An extension lead still works.
An electrical extension lead towed the van.
So if you ever stuck, folks, if you ever stuck nae tow bar or nae tow pole, nae tow rope, use an extension lead. Now it has to be 240 volts. Nice, good, strong wire.
Right, so we got in there, anyway. Uh-huh.
We got in there.
Then we all get in the car and went to Halfords, hoping to get a new tow pole.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Halfords don't do any tow poles.
All they do is bicycles and tents. And everything else but a bloody tow pole
so
at a car accessory place.
We went out to Dungiven, was it?
Dungiven, sir, direction, sir.
To get... a tow pole off somebody that Ivor knew.
Didn't give him, sir.
Very thankfully. So by the time we got back to...
Hi, sir.
Derry...
Have you got a tow pole, sir?
Oh, shut up. By the time we got back to Derry, it was dusk at this stage. We thought... We get in the van and we thought, right, we'll get to... We'll get over the new bridge and... that side of Derry, and then we were going to leave it at the Waterfoot Hotel.
That was the plan, but no.
We got
our friend Ivor says, we've got it this far. That was like something out of Fallon. I was like,
I'm a survivor.
Do you know Braveheart whenever William Wallace is getting the troops ready for battle? That was like that there.
I haven't seen Braveheart.
Ivor was like, we've got it this far, Johnny. We've went all these miles.
And we were on the phone.
We shall continue.
To us.
And we will get it home. Aye, so we were on the phone to Ivor the whole time. So anyway, over the Lima Valley Mountain. So we got the new tow pole. Got us all right. Got it as far as Lima Valley Mountain. At this point, it was getting dark. It was raining. I had no window wipers. The lights were fading. And the lights went out.
You were quite stressed.
Very, because it was flipping stressful.
Well, you're in the situation, you just had to go with it.
I was going to burn the thing. Flipping burn the camper van, the Benemir would hate camp in the clear.
Yeah.
And we got the van home. So we got it home eventually, and it's still at mechanics.
It was probably a 12-hour expedition.
It was very, very stressful. But a great, lovely weekend with our friend, our two friends, William and Charmaine. A great weekend. But anyway, that's the way things happen. So that's the camper van, folks. I would thoroughly recommend getting a camper van or making one.
When it's back, we'll go away.
We'll do a podcast live from the camper.
But we'll maybe go to Scotland.
We'll go to do the Highlands around, hopefully. All been well.
We've got breakdown cover now, so we're short it.
There's no toilet in the van now. But there's a bucket. There's a bucket. Just for emergencies now. Emergencies, like, you know, if you're really stuck. But, no, that's the camper van. Unreal. Where else have we been?
We've been to Rome.
Aye, but we talked about it last time. Where have we been since they haven't...
Did we?
We were in Mallorca.
We were
in Mallorca. All-inclusive holiday. Oh, my days. I love the all-inclusive. I eat... and I drank like a lord
for a week.
But you
just take it to the extremes.
You get up in the morning, as soon as that bar's open, you're like, dos cervezas, por favor. That's 2 beers, please.
Like, just because it's there doesn't mean you have to go mad.
It is. You're paying for it. So you want to get...
No, you're not even paying for
you
it.
You want to get every litre of beer possible in that short space of time.
Imagine Big Anton.
Big... Oh, Dreamy. Oh, he was Dreamy.
He was beautiful.
This was one of the reps. Some kind of flipping Spanish boy with...
Wait, what do you say it was? Spanish?
Well, he was tanned. Well, I'll give you your dues. It was a sexy bag get. Like,
it was beautiful.
He
was French.
Well, that makes sense, Antoine.
He was French.
Oh, wee. He had abs you could grate cheese on.
But we loved the entertainment, Matt.
I was on the stage every night, nearly. They had me on the stage every night.
I know.
Because they knew Big John was great crack. So Big John was on that stage.
No, they knew nobody else was full enough to go up.
I sang that night, do you mind that? I sang Sweet Home Alabama.
Remember the song? Never Fully Dressed.
Oh, great. They did this wee end of the night dance. And they got everybody up. Kids, adults all up to sing.
There was no kids there at that time. It was just...
Us.
Adults.
Well, we were like, this was about 11 o'clock, half 11. But, oh, great holiday. Mallorca. Club Martha's in Calador. Blues de Grand, Club Martha's. Big shout out to all the reps there if you're listening, because this podcast goes worldwide. Worldwide! great time. Great holiday. Unreal. We're also in Budapest.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Budapest for a wee love or wee trip, say. Well, you know what? You can't take it with you, folks. You can't take it with you.
If it was for you, we wouldn't be out of the country. I arrange all the trips.
You can't take it with you. If you've got it, spend it. As I say, I know a few folk at the minute on the old Facebook. They're away on holidays here, there, and ever. But not getting that. Good on them. Just right they are. They've been everywhere in Southern America.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Right they are. But Budapest. Unreal. Three last memories for Budapest. Three things that whenever you go to Budapest, everybody can enjoy. Number one, the beer.
Oh.
The local beer is unbelievable.
It's not any different than anywhere else.
It's absolutely delightful. Oh, so good. Local beer every time. Don't be buying Carlsberg and holidays because it tastes like pish. Buy the local stuff. Unreal. Secondly, langos is a delicacy. And hungry.
You're not selling this very well.
I am.
You're not.
Why?
You haven't said about all the nice scenery. And
we're coming to another thing there. We're coming. So the langos is like a pizza kind of. It's like a light pizza base and it's deep fried. And then they put cheese and stuff on top of it. And there's like garlicky bits to it. Oh, it's lovely.
It's a deep fat fried pizza.
It's a deep fat fried pizza, but that was pretty good. Very, very good. And then finally, what you have to do in Budapest is go to the bath. Not just like a normal old tin bath in the hotel, because we hadn't got that in the hotel. Because we were staying in an apartment that Charlotte booked. And guess what? There was no window. Not a window in the place. But what there was was an LED window painting. So whenever you come in, goes, oh, look at that lovely view out there. Look, we're in the middle of the countryside.
Can we just discuss...
It's a light-up LED painting.
When we first turned up at the place and the doll landed.
Oh, Jessie.
She was...
Is she not wearing a Jessie tracksuit? Or something like, Jessie!
But you would not have gotten the wrong side of her.
Her lips were the size of...
And she had the big square sunglasses
on. She had two sausages for lips. She clearly had the Botox done. She had the Gucci sunglasses on. She looks like she was...
Mind how cheeky and sharp she was.
She's like a member of the Sopranos. That's what she looked like.
And she was scary.
She's like, you not smoking here? Chewing the chewing gum. You not smoking here? You smoke, you get big fine. Okay, sign there.
Remember then, it said explicitly in booking.com that you had to pay it in cash to the owner. Uh-huh. So I had the cash with me.
That's right.
And she's like, oh, right, I'd cancel you on booking.com. And I'm like, I don't want it cancelled because this is adding to my points.
But Big John knew the crack. You know why she was cancelling? Tax dodge.
Yeah.
That's exactly why. So she got the ching ching dollar and ching ching and she cancelled the booking later on as if we cancelled.
Yeah.
And she had the money in the pocket. So on paper, we probably weren't insured.
And well, there we
was
never there.
And there was no wind in the place.
I never even thought about
so
that.
So we could have burnt to a crisp and there wouldn't have been nobody be
well,
none the
wiser. Well, we didn't. Sure, that's all part of life experience.
Oh, no wonder. But the bed was comfy enough. And like the toilet, it was a good enough toilet. Like, it was fair to flush away yours. So it must have been all right. So no, the another great thing about Budapest was the baths, right? So they've got
thermal baths,
natural mineral water from Hungary, obviously, from below ground.
They hardly ship it in.
Well, I seen it before. Do you think Ballygown really comes from Ballygown?
Yeah, I do.
But no, great big baths. Now you land at this place and you're getting changed by a lot of old men, and I'm looking around and I'm thinking, fuck me.
They all wore Speedos.
Aye. I'm thinking, fuck me, are we in the Devonish here? Size it. We'll go on to that in a minute. Hey, me looking around. Then I looked in between my legs and I thought it was a cocktail sausage barbecue. Fuck's sake. But no, the baths were unreal. Nice and warm. 28 degrees, something was. Really, really nice. I would really highly recommend Budapest. One final fact about Budapest, it has got the oldest electrified underground in the world. Second oldest underground in the world behind London. And I know London is electrified now, but London was electrified after Budapest. So it has the oldest electrified metro in the world.
There and you go, much more useful are. Facts.
Big John's facts! Ding, ding! So that was top notch. It was unreal. It was unbelievable. So we had a great time there. So I would recommend everybody to go to...
I think I'd like to go to Prague next.
Prague next.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to Prague too, because they do good beer there.
This is what annoys me about you.
What?
It's only thanks when we go on holidays, it's just to drink beer.
It's great. You have to sample the local
There's
delicacies.
There's other cultural things to do.
Like what? Name it. Name it. Well, sure, that's what the Irish are well known for. Yeah. Leprechauns and drinking.
I like walking. I love walking on holidays. Love it.
I enjoy walking too.
No, you don't.
I enjoy it on holidays. I don't really enjoy it at home. Unless it's... there's a point at the end of the walk. Like
well, we're going to Malta this year.
We've booked into Malta. We were meant to go during COVID, but that didn't happen because of COVID. So I'm looking forward to Malta. Be nice. The Blue Lagoon. Mm-hmm. Another big warm sea.
All the Game of Thrones sites.
Yeah. Valletta. I think that was King's Landing, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're connected. We've got the Dark Hedges are here, and then if there's any hedges left in the Dark Hedges, because they're all blown down.
Right, well, that was our outings. That was our holidays.
So where are you folks going this year? Let us know. See if there's any recommendations we can give you. We've been quite a few places, so if you want any recommendations, if you're going to Budapest, let us know. If you're going to the baths in Budapest, let us know. If you're from Mallorca, or have you been to Club Martha's, what did you think? Do you enjoy all-inclusive holidays? Who doesn't?
Is it Mallorca, Mallorca, or Majorca?
Well, I have family members that say all. I have family members that say I've got...
it's definitely not Majorca.
I'm not getting into it, and I'll not get to say who. My mother. She says Majorca.
Well, she also says Cala Dior.
And Cala Dior. That's like, it's as if they sell, that's where the Dior's from. We were at Cala Dior there that this year. No, it's Cala Dior.
What's the other one that causes? Oh, why? Is it Bella Medina or Bella Madonna?
That's Bella Medina. I can 100% tell you now it's not Bella Madonna. I wanted Bella Madonna there that year. It was lovely, hey, Bella Madonna.
Call it that.
Eh?
Some folk call it that.
Well, them folk are wrong. I'm sorry to tell you. If you call it Bella Madonna, go on to Google and get the translation or get them to pronounce it. It's definitely not Bella Madonna. That's like Colin Balamanea. That's, you know, that's Bella Madonna. Oh, sorry. So that's Bella Medina. Flip's sake, I'm getting all confused here now. So let us know if you're going somewhere fun on holidays. Let us know. So we're going to look at the headlines. The biggest headline this week, unfortunately, is Kate, Princess of Wales, her cancer diagnosis. Mm-hmm. Absolutely awful. I know there's some anti-royals out there, but that's terrible. Everybody can relate to somebody that's died of cancer or is going through treatment, and it's just terrible. And I think it's quite brave of her coming out and saying it.
You know I am a big...
You are a royalist, not a loyalist, a royalist.
No, I take a keen interest in the royal family.
Yes, I know, you like the royals.
And she was forced to say that.
Was she forced to come
out?
She
was forced by the British press.
Because there was rumours going about. Exactly, there was rumours. I heard a rumour or a conspiracy theory on TikTok, which is usually accurate.
No, it's not.
I heard a conspiracy theory that she was in having Charles's baby.
Oh, I heard that,
like,
too.
Absolutely
there
ridiculous.
There was also one that she donated her kidney to Charles, and that's why they were both at the same time.
I know.
And then, obviously, that William and Rose Hanbury were having an affair.
I know, I did hear that one. Is there any truth to that?
No.
No truth. No, it's absolutely terrible. And Lottie and John, Big John's crack here, wish her a speedy recovery. Mm-hmm. Along with everybody else battling.
And you know, I know folk will say, like, you know, she's getting all the attention now and there's many folk going through cancer. And that is true. But it's the circumstances that she had to come out with her...
Mm-hmm.
Like, she didn't need to disclose that.
No,
but she had to because of the hounding she got, which was similar to the hounding that Diana used to get.
See, it's just a press thing. Like, mm-hmm. The press are ruthless. Look at what happened, Caroline Flegg, and the pressures that the press put her through. And it's awful. It really is bad. And we just hope she pulls through and she makes a speedy recovery, because... Mm-hmm. I think we need more royals like Kate, because she is a good...
And it's very hard for William.
Yeah, very tough. Very, and like, the kids too.
He has lost his mother, his father has cancer,
yeah.
His wife has cancer, and his brother has left him to it.
We'll not get into him.
No.
I'm not a big fan of him or her. Mm. If she was married to Kate. But that's maybe shouldn't be saying that, because that's a bit topical, but... No, we wish Kate all the best, and hopefully she makes a speedy recovery. Do you want to add anything to that, darling?
It's too fragile.
Charlotte, I need to get Charlotte a tissue here. talking about tissues. This isn't going to be anything dirty or anything that. Really? Talking about tissues.
Heart near hits the floor thinking, what is he going to say now?
Talking about tissues, I go through a brave lull, you know. No, I don't know, I don't often cry, or I'd be pretty hard up, like it takes a lot for me to cry, and I can count in the hand the few times I've cried.
Yeah, but that's not, you're not going to get any medals for that.
No, I don't, and there's nothing wrong with that, and like in life situations I've maybe cried 6 times, but...
That's very accurate.
6 or 7, but... Nothing makes me cry like an old soft video on Facebook, or
a film.
Oh, that. So everybody probably knows. I must put a photo up sometime of the podcast room, which has been transformed into a shrine to Liverpool. I love this wee room, but on Christmas morning, that was another thing. But we'll keep that for keep that for next week, because we're rambling on here a bit. We're sitting at 33 minutes already.
That's it. And we can't even get through. Listening to us.
So we'll talk. That'll be a big story next week on the life happenings of Lottie and John. Christmas morning, Liverpool released a video on their social medias of a wee fella, Dara.
It was from around here.
I think it was from
Donegal
or Derry. Yeah. And wee fella is physically disabled. And he's a big Liverpool fan. So Liverpool invited him to come meet Klopp, meet the players. There was a video circulating of him crying during You'll Never Walk Alone at a previous game he was at. Now, I know how emotional Anfield can be. It is unbelievable atmosphere, and it would bring you to tears, because I nearly cry every time I go there. But it showed that on Christmas morning, you're watching this video, of wee Dara meeting Klopp, meeting his heroes, and like I cried like a baby.
Oh, I watched, I cried
like a baby, and Charlotte's shouting across to me, "What's wrong with you? What are you watching? Catch yourself on!" And then she watched it, and 10 months later, she's crying like a baby.
Oh,
so
it was so sad.
That was
no, it wasn't sad. It was so, lovely.
It wasn't sad. It was we were absolutely just delighted he got to meet his heroes,
mm-hmm.
and like that made that wee fella's.
And then I could agree at there the weekend.
What's the weekend
with Sven?
I know another fella who's creator, ex England manager, ex Man City manager, who's end of life.
Mm-hmm.
End of life, prostate cancer. No, I don't think it was prostate cancer. Anyway, it's terminal, and he's a Liverpool supporter. It was always well known he was a Liverpool fan, and it never came to be that he was actually got to manage them. But at the Liverpool Legends game, they let him manage the team, and it's very another.
I was so delighted.
Another lovely touch for Liverpool, and I'm not saying that as a Liverpool fan, but an unbelievable touch from Liverpool. What a club! What a club. But yeah. Anyway. Oh, that's a lot. We got a lot read up there.
I know.
But, you know, guess what's next? Dear John. By popular demand. Dear John. Here to help with all your ailments. Have you got pills? Have you got an itchy bum? Sometimes it's pills. Sometimes that bum's just dirty. Have you got chafed nips? When you go for a run or a long walk, does your nipples chafe and bleed? One thing you can do is put Vaseline on. Sorry. Vaseline on those nips. Turn them bloody nips into sticky, soothed nips.
Right, that'll do ye.
So, folks, dear John, Big John here is here to help with all your ailments. If you're going through some life troubles, please do get in touch. It will be anonymous, but a crack with a sensible answer. So, me and Lottie here has got a real important question to ask everybody, and we've kind of got two that is toilet related.
They always are. They're always to do with poo or piles.
And I can't remember if we covered the second topic I'm going to bring up on an earlier podcast. I don't think we did. But does your poo sink or float?
Well, what is
that's
yours?
That's a question to you, Lottie. And the listeners.
That's, I think mine's floats most of the time.
You see, I think I can count in one hand the amount of times mine has floated. And mine does not float. Mine usually comes out, and we'll not get into too much detail.
Well,
here.
Google says that stools are denser than water.
Yes.
And usually sink.
They are. So I'm healthy.
But it can float if it contains too much fibre, fat or gas.
So you eat too much fat? And I am healthy. That is what Google says. Google is pretty much saying that Big John is absolutely the healthiest out of the two of us.
Oh my goodness. It says you may have floating poos temporarily if you have an illness.
Right, there you are. So if you've got, that's the, if you've got a floater for more than one day, go to the doctor.
No, don't say that.
So if your floaters continue to float.
I don't think that's right.
Well, I can tell you now, mine never floats. Mine,
well, why
you know
is
what
it
mine
called?
Is? Yours might be a floater. Mine's a sticker. Because mine sticks to the side of the bow. Oh, I bring on the poo washer again.
There's also another type. There's another type of poo.
What?
A ghosty.
Oh, ghosty. That's the ghost. Oh, no, there's two more types. So you've got the ghosty, right? Which everybody knows that just disappears in the fucking toilet and disappears into your septic tank.
That's happened with me sometimes. I look and it's gone.
That's because it's halfway down to the treatment plant there at Burn Quarter. So it's getting processed, chopped up into bits. Processed there. So I have ghosties. I wouldn't rarely have a ghostie.
No.
My poo's never that big to get in.
But if it's meant to sink, why are they called floaters then?
And then you can hit old Bobby Bobbers.
Why is it called floaters if it's not meant to float?
It's because it's a phenomenon. A phenomenon. A phenomenon. Can you say that? Phenomenon.
Yeah.
That's a phenomenon.
And that is most definitely not a phenomenon.
A phenomenon. If your poo floats, it's a phenomenon because it shouldn't float that much. So you hear the sticky Joe's up the side. The floaters, you hear the Bobby Bobs. Do you know what a Bobby Bob is?
Yeah.
That's the ends that bobble up or the top like a periscope. It's just sitting out. It's sitting at the top of the water. You look and down at it and you're like, there's only a quarter of you at the bowl there, but the rest of you must be some size, didn't there?
Right? Oh, God.
I know. But no, but like that's the chat today about the toilet.
Well, to be honest, for you, look so obsessed with poo, you never left the dogs.
No, come on.
Never.
That's because you're there. You love lifting it.
Aye, I love it.
You love lifting the dog dirt. By the way, folks, you always have to lift your dog dung.
Yeah.
Then they'll be laying it.
Cause yeah,
the next thing, I'll be out walking, poor walking with my speedos on, I'll be tramping it through it.
I know.
Or I might pitch the tent beside it.
And it tars us all with the one brush. If that's one it. Person doesn't lift it, we all get tarred with the one brush.
We all get tarred and we all get a bad name. But one last thing on the Dear John subject this week. One last thing I want to ask the listeners at home. Do you wipe forward?
Well, no, we're not even asking that.
Wait, okay.
Because there's only one way to wipe.
I do it both ways.
Oh.
And that gets the cleanest bum you'll ever see. I do two wipes back, one wipe forward, one wipe back, one wipe forward. Do you
fold or scrunch the paper?
I used to fold.
Do you know that 70% of men fold the paper?
I used to, because I was a bit miserable.
But I would have thought women would have folded.
I was a bit miserable with the toilet roll, that's why I folded. But whenever you can get 90 rolls for $19.99 on TikTok, why would you fold?
I know, we'll have to do a review on them soon.
Cheapest chips. We usually get our toilet roll from
Amazon.
From Amazon.
Or Stills.
Or Stills Farm Supplies. If you want to sponsor next week's podcast, Stills, throw us a couple of big things of toilet roll will be helping enough. So, folks, thanks very much for listening. We're going to wrap it up because we've rambled on for 43 minutes. Must be a record for a podcast.
See, we haven't been here for a year and a half.
I know, it's just great to be back on and talking a lot of fillery. Next week's podcast, we're going to touch on a big thing that happened to us on Christmas morning. And we're not talking about crying or opening the presents or crying about the Liverpool video.
Yeah.
That was a lot of drama on Christmas morning. We're going to touch on that. We're going to touch on the big... I kind of things that come into my mind whenever I mention this next is like cucumbers, flipping, you know, the big Denny sausage meat things you get in Tesco's. This is what comes into my head whenever we talk about the Devonish. I know it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, but we can't not talk about it in the next podcast. Dear John, we're back, and we're hoping to get some guests. I've got one lined up. They don't know they're doing it yet. But it's actually a good friend of Charlotte's, and
who's that?
And hopefully she agrees to come on because she's very, very influential on the social media side of things, and she's very fit.
She's not going to come on and talk about poo.
We're not talking about poo. We'll just talk about running,
yeah,
or whatever. But anyway, thanks very much for listening, folks. Have a great week, and remember, you can't take your money with you.